Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership.
This podcast focuses on transformational leadership. There may be mentions to Lockheed or the Institute during the episode. This is in reference to the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, a 3-year transformational leadership development program at Miami University. Tay Johnson is an alumni of the Institute and is being interviewed by Zane Shreve, a current member.
Hi, I'm Zane Shreve here interviewing as part of our Transformational Leadership podcast series, Tay Johnson from Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Just glad to be back with the Institute, being in cohort 3. We just recently graduated, but a lot has changed since my time.
Yeah, we appreciate that. As a member of cohort 5 myself, just kind of at the other end of that change and that transformation that you're talking about. So love to get some of your opinions. How has your definition of leadership changed over the past 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, so what's interesting coming in here, leadership was perfectly understood. I was in a lot of positions coming into college where I see myself as a leader, but I didn't really take into account what the word leadership really means until I got to college and really seeing that there's a world much bigger than me and that everybody's version and everybody's illustration of leadership is different. So over my time here in Miami, my leadership definition has changed based upon my social interaction with others and seeing how they're leaders in their own communities and their own organizations or so. So I would say coming into leadership, I thought leadership was all about, you know, the best person always having the right ideas and letting other people kind of follow them. But I realized coming into college and some of the experiences that some of the best leaders are actual followers in a sense, that they are the first ones to initiate a good idea that others may have and encourages them to push forward. Yeah. And that's a sign of leadership because it's a sign of servitude that you do what's best for the team rather than looking at your individual self to have the credit to whatever you all are trying to accomplish.
Right. Kind of that lead from behind. Kind
of. Yes, of course.
Bring the charge with you. So can you give an example of a time when you've seen the benefits of transformational leadership, like maybe in a project or a task that you've done?
Of course. So that key concept of transformational leadership is very critical, learning that through Lockheed. And a perfect example of this was this past summer. I was interning in D.C. on Capitol Hill, working with certain projects. I was working with much older people. It was really strange. I really seen myself in a position of knowledge base that a lot of the older folks didn't really have much of. I could see that I was up to par with some of the technological advances here with some things we were doing, and that a lot of older people who were there, you know, they were working for many years and they're not really hip to a lot of the new technologies and things. So I see myself in a unique position to help with that transformational leadership approach of being personable, showing myself, working with people, showing them how to be engaged as a team with my knowledge base of understanding of some things we were trying to do that they practically didn't have. They had much wisdom, teach me the experience, and in return, I was humble enough to accept that, learn from that. But being in a transformational leadership position, you always want to do what's best for the we and not the I.
Yeah.
And I was able to facilitate myself as a team conductor, I would say, in a sense, bringing people together, using my knowledge base about certain things, and then also, you know, being able to help engage people to pull up their strengths to help accomplish the tasks we needed to be done. And so essentially, we were able to help with some issues that were facing this company regarding their supply chain and procurement purchasing process. There was this push to help with their enterprise systems to be more in tune with technology to help with their process rather than going back to the old days of files and cabinets. So having that understanding of what I could bring to the table, understanding what I knew about, you know, my technological background, as well as being able to help other people in the program to come about and bring up, you know, for them to be encouraged to, and use their knowledge and to work together. I've seen transformational leadership practices being implemented day in and day out. And so it's really important. It's very important to really understand how useful that is.
Yeah.
When you're trying to accomplish something as a team. And team is the key word, because you never will be in a position of doing anything by yourself. You have individual tasks, but those tasks are just small microcosms of a more macrocosm project that incorporates other people's work as well. So you have to be very integrated together and work together.
Yeah, I like that. Got to work on a team. I like what you're talking about, like filling in the gaps in other people's knowledge, but you have to be able to do that in the right way. You have to be able to, you know, move the project forward.
Exactly.
You know, work together as a team to get everybody filling those gaps in the right way.
Rather than just,
that's great. So with your time that you've spent in the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, what's been your most influential insight that's been related to transformational leadership?
What's the biggest insight in Lockheed is this whole concept of focus. It doesn't matter what you achieved in the past. It's all about what you're trying to do now. And it's always got to be in that mindset of here, now. Everybody leader credentials at the door. We come together with our skill sets and competencies to work together. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what transformational leadership brings about, is it doesn't look at people of a superior position. It brings out people who have the best idea, the best this and that, going back to filling in gaps, in which you're turning many different fingers into a fist. You can't punch with your fingers outspread. You can break them easily, but if they come together as a fist, it's a more powerful thing. And that is essentially what that whole concept of transformational leadership is about, is bringing people from many different spread out places to come together to fill in the gaps, so that as a team are forceful and strong enough to persevere through whatever they're trying to do. And so I would say that Lockheed has really helped me understand this mindset of cohesion, togetherness, and being focused within the here and now, and not really, you know, trying to focus on what was done in the past.
Yeah.
Those are some things that I really, really take from Lockheed that I'm very grateful for.
Oh, yeah. And that's, with my experience, you know, just going through the program, starting my second year, yeah, I've definitely noticed the same type of thing, and I really like that fist analogy.
Yes, absolutely.
So how would you say that you approach failure?
Approach failure. So I would be honest to say that there's many times that I had many failures. I come from a very unique background in which I had a lot of adversity, even from my birth. But one thing I think that's a testament to my life is I've always been able to get through the adversity, to persevere. So at failure, I love failure, and I think I look at it from like an innovator's approach. When you're trying to innovate something, you think of something of a new technological solution. Taking, for instance, Thomas Edison. Mm-hmm. He had many failures with the light bulb. However, each failure, he was happy because he found another way not to do something,
yep,
getting him closer to the answer. So I would say, honestly, when I was younger, I looked at failure in a sense of just more of a setback. I had a bad taste for it. It was almost a blaming of why me all the time.
Yeah.
But once you get older, you realize how the failures make you stronger. It teaches you perseverance, adversity, things you can't read a book about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of this difference between knowledge and wisdom. Yes, you're knowledgeable a lot of things, but the wisdom is the experiences associated with some of the knowledge you have. And through failure, you only become wise enough to know how to get through things better. No matter what someone may say, what's in a book or so, mm-hmm, you start to have an intuitive sense of how to do things and what's not to do based upon if it's logical or not.
Yeah.
So failure really helps open up your mind to think.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone said that you're at your strongest when you're at your weakest point, because there is no weaker you can get.
Uh-huh.
You only can persevere. You either do or, in a sense, die. So when you have those only two choices, pretty much you start to have this strength enough to get through it.
Yeah.
And that's what failure does for you.
Brings out at the worst,
yes,
the best in you. So kind of switching gears here a bit, how do you handle issues in communication? And what have you learned that, you know, has led to that?
Communication is a big thing for me. That's actually one of the weaknesses I have. But I was able to strengthen that. And with that, you have to acknowledge your weakness first. So with communication, I actually had a chance to really enhance that weakness of mine this summer. I realized that I would put myself in a position where if I wasn't sure about things, right, if I had a lot of things on my mind, I was trying to process and understand something, I would become very quiet. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to express my mind and talk it through with other team members mm-hmm. to bring about what am I thinking, because some things I might be thinking might help. And I learned that communication is a very unique thing. It's not just a single streamline of information from one person to another. It's something more like a puzzle piece. It's like you think of information, you communicate something, but somebody else may be having a thought, and they say something as well. So now you all are kind of connecting each other together on a communication channel, bringing about a broader message. You should always be talking things out.
Yeah.
And being very transparent, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing about communication I've started to learn is transparency and making sure that everyone is on a cohesive understanding of something.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard somewhere before, I don't know where, some of the best ideas go unspoken mm-hmm. because when that communication barrier is there, that really prohibits that share of information. Like you're saying, when everybody's letting go and kind of flooding all that information, that's where the great ideas come from.
Exactly.
That's when things actually start happening. So what ways has the leadership development training that you've been through prepared you for like a leadership role, maybe in a future employment position?
So I actually learned this yesterday, through an interview. And the guy said, you have a mindset of a senior level person regarding the idea of how an organization runs as a team. And what was very interesting is that I looked at some of the things I was doing and I couldn't help but think about Lockheed, like the many different assessments we took and the books we read. It really propelled me in a position to be very wise at a young age. And I think about how much wisdom was brought to us through the Lockheed Martin Institute. First, we learned a lot of things, knowledge-based and things, but there was much wisdom brought to us because we had experiences using these things in application, and we had someone who was guiding us, as Professor Mormon had much experience, and she was always very helpful, very transparent, very real.
Very real, yeah.
Very real. And that's essentially what organizations love to hear, because they want to see that you're okay with understanding that we're going to be real with you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly in the ways that leadership development has prepared me, is that it's prepared me about transparency and the ability of, in a sense, being blunt. In a sense that if you see something that's wrong, you take care of it right there and right now mm-hmm. with no sugarcoating it.
I think those are the kind of things that help anybody. Anybody who is able to kind of grasp those concepts and implement them, has a real shot at success and whatever they choose to do. So one last question for you. If you had one piece of advice to give to somebody who's maybe beginning a transformational leadership journey. Yes.
I would say the biggest advice I would give is ask questions. Never assume anything. Never come up with an answer for yourself or why something is. Mm-hmm. Be open-minded and just ask me questions that you do not understand, because questions are very important that helps you really grow with this. Mm-hmm. You begin to internalize everything when you can question it for yourself and have an understanding for things for yourself. And as you get to your learning process, you're going to understand that questions is ultimately what has led to everything in this world we have been able to achieve. Mm-hmm. If nobody questioned, well, how do we provide light in a room without fire? We wouldn't have electricity, right? Or how do we fly in the sky, but we are not? We don't have wings. Well, we have a plane now, right? People question things, and intuitively they begin to solve for those questions, even if they didn't understand what was going on. They were mm-hmm. open-minded. So with this journey, this is some things you may not understand. You may not like some of the assignments you have to do. And there were many assignments I was just questioning all the time, why she's making me do it. But when you get to the end road, when you get to that journey where you're moving to another level in your career after college, you're going to really sit back and see how that helps you. And you're going to have an understanding of it. So, again, open-mindedness and always asking questions. Be humble enough to accept that you may not understand everything, that you may not like everything, but mm-hmm. always do your best to get through it and to keep moving on, because I feel like I just started the Lockheed program yesterday. Mm-hmm. And at this point in my life, to see that, wow, I'm finishing college this winter and I'm done with this, it's a scary thing, because mm-hmm. now it's like I'm at the point of preparation meets opportunity. So now I have the opportunity to see how well I was prepared and see how advanced that preparation was for me to get to where I want to be.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to do this.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Lockheed, very happy to speak with you all. Continue to do great things. I will see you all in the future. So take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Listen for Insight, a part of Miami Ideas. Tune in next time for more insights on creativity, innovation, and leadership. Siesta by Jazar is licensed under a attribution.